friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Dan Friedel in for VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Here we are in the last day of July. It's been a busy month, right? It's hard to believe that already over 2 weeks have passed since France defeated Croatia to win the world title on July 15th in Moscow. As I said yesterday, we're heading into the dog days of summer, and we can take advantage of a slowdown in the pace of the sports world to give you, the listener, a chance to hear some news that you may not normally follow. For example, this afternoon in the United States, the Major League Baseball trading deadline will pass. That means it's the last chance for teams to freely trade their players without other teams having the chance to block the move. I'll have some analysis on Wednesday about any of the last-minute moves. But already, we've seen perhaps the biggest move of the deadline period, as the Baltimore Orioles, based in a city just about 60 kilometers from the Voice of America studios, traded their star young shortstop, Manny Machado, to the Los Angeles Dodgers. With the move, the Dodgers now have a strong chance to get back to the World Series for the second season in a row. While Sonny may be out of the studio this week, he's not sunning himself on a beach in Massachusetts. He's hard at work in Johannesburg, South Africa, covering the Basketball Without Borders tour, organized by the NBA and other outreach organizations. The highlight of the trip comes on Saturday, August 4th, at Sun Arena in Pretoria. Players including Luol Deng, Jan Mahinmi, Evan Fournier, Joel Embiid, Bismack Biyombo, and Serge Ibaka are all expected to play. Sonny was just checking into his hotel when the show was on the air on Monday, but he's since settled into the new time zone after a long flight across the Atlantic Ocean. I asked Sonny to fill us in on some of his impressions from his long flight. Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Sporty greetings from Johannesburg, Dan. I arrived Monday evening about 6 p.m. local time on a South African Airways jet. Dan, it was a long flight from Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C., about 17 hours total. We stopped once for refueling and to pick up and let off passengers in Dakar, Senegal. And Dan, a few Nelson Mandela notes. July 18th marked the 100th anniversary of the birth of South Africa's former president and anti-apartheid hero. South Africa is celebrating his birth centenary with various activities and events. There was a linen cloth on the headrest of all the seats in my South African Airways jet. And Dan, that cloth had an image of Nelson Mandela, and it urged all passengers to live his legacy and remember his legacy. And Dan, I do remember being in Soccer City Stadium 8 years ago on my only previous visit to South Africa for 2010 World Cup coverage. Nelson Mandela was also at the stadium for the Spain versus Netherlands World Cup final. I remember Mr. Mandela waving to the crowd, which was on its collective feet cheering for him. It was Nelson Mandela's last public appearance before his death in 2013.
That's our very own Sonny Young in South Africa. I'm Dan Friedel here at the Voice of America studios in Washington, D.C. Sonny, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the history of Basketball Without Borders, why don't you fill us in on the event's backstory?
Dan, this will be the 16th edition of Basketball Without Borders Africa. Since 2003, the NBA, in partnership with FIBA, the International Basketball Federation, has hosted instructional basketball camps for young people. The camps also promote leadership, education, sportsmanship, and healthy living.
Sonny, I'm wondering what else is going on connected with Basketball Without Borders this week, and might you bump into any of the current and former NBA stars who are on the trip?
Well, Dan, one of the special activities will take place Thursday afternoon here in Johannesburg. Basketball Without Borders Africa is partnering with NBA Cares, the league's global social responsibility program, and Habitat for Humanity to build 10 homes for local families. According to a press release, Habitat for Humanity South Africa brings people together to provide decent shelter, improve livelihoods, and reduce housing poverty for low-income families. And two Hall of Fame players, as well as one current NBA star, are scheduled to participate on Thursday. Hall of Fame big men Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dikembe Mutombo, as well as Joel Embiid, the young star center for the Philadelphia 76ers, who is from Cameroon.
That's our very own Sonny Young on the ground in Johannesburg for the Basketball Without Borders events in South Africa this week, culminating with the big game on Saturday night. If Sonny were to interview Kareem or Dikembe, I wonder if he'd need to stand on a stool. Sonny is no shorty himself, so perhaps his long wingspan he used on the high school basketball court as a boy will come in handy this week. I just hope his arms don't get tired from holding the microphone. Sonny, you mentioned Embiid, who had an outstanding season this past year for the Philadelphia 76ers. Will he be playing in Saturday's game? Who else will be on the floor?
Yes, Dan, Embiid is probably the marquee player for Team Africa, which also includes Luol Deng of the Los Angeles Lakers and South Sudan, Bismack Biyombo of the Charlotte Hornets and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cheick Diallo of the New Orleans Pelicans and Mali. Embiid, by the way, participated in Basketball Without Borders Africa 2011. He and Biyombo are co-captains of Team Africa, which will play Team World. The co-captains of Team World are American players Rudy Gay of the San Antonio Spurs and Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks. And Dan, finally, I mentioned Nelson Mandela earlier. Saturday's game will be played in support of the Nelson Mandela Foundation. That's all for me now from Johannesburg, Dan. Back to you in Washington.
That's the intrepid and long-limbed Sonny Young reporting from South Africa, where he will be all week leading up to the 2018 NBA Africa game on Saturday. I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny, and you're listening to the Sonny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We'll be back with the next segment of our show after this word from Dikembe Mutombo, who may try to wave his finger in Sonny's face at some point this week. We'll find out.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
If you thought all the NBA news we had for you in today's show was based in Africa, well, you thought wrong. Perhaps the biggest NBA story on this side of the ocean came off the court for LeBron James, who visited his hometown of Akron, Ohio on Monday to open the I Promise School. It's a public elementary school that will educate 240 third and fourth graders from the Akron area whose families are struggling in one way or another. LeBron remembered his experience at that time in his life, saying he missed 83 days of school in fourth grade because his mother did not have a car and the school was too far away for him to get there on his own. While LeBron recently left the Cleveland Cavaliers to go play for the Los Angeles Lakers this upcoming season, he said he'll always feel like Akron is his home, so it was an easy choice for him to do something for his local community. James and organizers raised money through the LeBron James Family Foundation, which is the largest donor, along with working with the City of Akron Public Schools to build, staff, and open the school on Monday. James said some people asked him why he wanted to build a school.
When people ask me why a school, that's part of the reason why. Because I know exactly what these 240 kids are going through. I know the streets that they walk. I know the trials and tribulations that they go through. I know the ups, the downs. I know everything that they dream about. I know all the nightmares that they have.
That's LeBron James, now of the Los Angeles Lakers, talking about why he decided to open a school in Akron, Ohio. James was there for the first day of school on Monday, wearing a sharp gray suit. He was asked about the magnitude of the moment.
This is a huge moment, not only in my life, not only in my family's life, not only in the foundation's life, but for these kids and for the whole city of Akron, and more importantly, this is a huge moment for all of us.
The school will do more than just educate children. Its goal is to embrace the entire community and help the parents become successful too. The school's principal, according to a story in the Los Angeles Times, called the initiative wraparound support. The administrators and James himself understand that children not only need good instruction inside the school walls, but support once they leave campus for the day.
For young kids, ages 7, 8, 9, 10, the most important thing that we can give them is structure and a sense of they just want someone to feel like we care.
That's LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers talking about the opening of the I Promise School in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. The students will also get a bicycle and a computer. The computer so they can do work whenever and wherever, and the bicycle so they can get to school and also get away from their sometimes dangerous neighborhoods. The students were chosen from an applicant pool of children in the Akron area who are struggling with reading. I'm Dan Friedel in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. We'll be back with more after this word.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Some more NBA news. As we were just talking in the newsroom here at VOA about how the NBA regular season is fast approaching. The 2018-19 season schedule has yet to be released, but the first games are usually in late October. That's just 3 months from today. Here in Washington, the Wizards made the playoffs last spring as the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference before losing to Toronto. With James leaving for the West, it should give some more teams in the East a chance. The Wizards saw an opportunity this summer to improve their team and added former All-Star big man Dwight Howard. Howard played 81 games for the Charlotte Hornets last year, averaging 16 points and 12 rebounds. He'll join the Wizards' playmaking trio of John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Otto Porter to perhaps improve the team's fortunes in the now wide-open Eastern Conference. Howard was in Washington on Monday. He talked about how the NBA has changed for big men in the last 10 years since he first came into the league.
When I came into the league, you know, I was playing against the Shaqs, the Lonzo Mournings, the Jermaine O'Neals, and it was more so of a physical, you know, I'm going to see who's the strongest guy in the paint. It's like an arm wrestling match, you know, for the big guys, you know. And nowadays, it's not the same game, you know. So it's either evolve, adapt, or get left behind. And for me, you know, I plan on playing this game for another good 8 years. And in order for me to do that, you know, I have to really, you know, change my game. And it started last season.
That's Dwight Howard, the newest Washington Wizard. Turns out John Wall recruited Howard over social media, using Instagram's messaging feature to send his one-time rival his pitch on coming to D.C. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. We'll be back with more from Washington, D.C. just after this.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
We're back here on the Tuesday, July 31st edition of The Sunny Side of Sports, and I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sunny, who's reporting from Africa on the NBA's Basketball Without Borders initiative and the NBA Africa game coming up on Saturday. We'll look forward to hearing more from Sunny the rest of this week. Now we're joined by VOA's Faith Lapidus, who has a look at Rock Steady Boxing, a fitness program designed to help people with Parkinson's disease. That's a neurodegenerative disorder that leads to tremors and balance problems. If you remember, that's what boxing legend Muhammad Ali suffered from in the later years of his life. Faith has this story from a gym in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Some two dozen fighters with Parkinson's gather at the Rock Steady Boxing Facility in Northern Virginia twice a week.
Three, four, four.
Neil Eisner was diagnosed with Parkinson's 6 years ago. He was among the first to join the program last December, and he likes it.
One big step forward, one big step to the side.
I think Alec, who's the teacher, is really accenting those features that are prominent in Parkinson's. For example, some people have problems walking or tripping. He works on exercises that affect the legs. He works on exercises that affect balance. That's something I'm having particular problems with. One of the things, interestingly enough, is you tend to have a lower voice. When you have that lower voice, people can't hear you. You don't realize it. So he accents getting us to bring up our voice clearly and more loudly.
You're going to do 10 punches. You're going to say out loud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go!
My aunt has a gym in Westchester, New York, and she does a Rocksteady boxing program there.
One, two, three, four.
And then she invited me up to her gym to check out the program. She thought it would be, you know, a perfect fit for what I do.
Langston got interested and became a licensed RSB trainer.
A typical boxer's program, they focus on balance, hand-eye coordination, reaction time, footwork. There's some cognitive stuff, because in boxing, certain numbers equal certain punches.
Three, four, five.
So when I yell out certain numbers, they have to move and react at the same time, so the brain and the body's working together.
Jab, cross, hook, uppercut.
One, two, three, six.
Victoria Hebert has a tremor in her left hand. Certain situations can trigger it.
Being cold, being hot, sitting with a crowd that I'm not real comfortable with, I'll start shaking. I end up having to sit on my hand just to keep it still.
But with this crowd, Hebert doesn't feel the need to hide her disease.
These people have become very close in the 4 or 5 months we've been together. That's a big part of it. And sharing experiences with others.
Yeah, rotate, love, love!
Sharing similar challenges and hope makes these fighters feel they're not alone. It also gives them the support and determination to keep fighting the disease. Yeah. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Thanks, Faith, for that inspirational story about people trying to live their lives while dealing with Parkinson's disease. I'm Dan Friedel, in for Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. We're joined now in studio by VOA intern Prince Nesta to chat about some upcoming additions to the heavyweight boxing schedule, transfer news in European soccer, and the weekend's Formula One news featuring British driver Lewis Hamilton. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Dan. Former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has revealed that he was in advanced negotiations to face WBC title holder Deontay Wilder in December. The 29-year-old made his return to boxing after a two-year absence with an easy victory over Sefa Seferi last month, and is also set to fight Italian Francesco Pianeta at Belfort's Windsor Park on August 18th. Fury stunned Vladimir Klitschko to land the WBA, IBF and WBO world titles in 2015 before being suspended in 2016 amid anti-doping and medical issues and accepting a backdated two-year ban. He says he will not be complacent about the Pianeta bout and views him as the ideal opponent to use as a preparation for a fight with Wilder.
Prince, what are the chances of Fury defeating Wilder if this bout comes together?
In my own personal opinion, Dan, this fight has all the ingredients to be one of the biggest sports fights in history. I think this one is going to be too close to call, considering the fact that if you look at the statistics, for instance, both are undefeated boxers. Tyson Fury has taken part in 26 fights, has 26 wins with 19 knockouts, while the Bros Bomber, Wilder, has taken part in 40 fights, has 40 wins with 39 knockouts. Fury might be a little rusty given his long absence from the sport, but he's got the class, and his hard-fought victory against the undefeated Klitschko some time back should not be underestimated at whatever cost. Wilder also has the knockout punch too, and I would call it a draw or a close one for Fury.
Prince, quickly, let's move over to football. Any new transfer nuggets that you have for us today? A couple quick notes that you have?
Yeah, there has been a few transfers here and there. Fulham have signed Serbian striker Aleksandar Mitrovic for a reported $28 million from fellow Premier League side Newcastle United. It's a five-year deal that will see Mitrovic stay at Fulham until 2023. He's a prolific goal scorer, as demonstrated when he scored 12 goals in 20 games on loan at Fulham last season. In other news also, Gonzalo Higuain has also agreed to join AC Milan on a season-long loan deal from Serie A rivals Juventus. AC Milan will also have an option to buy Higuain next summer for $32 million. Premier League side Chelsea were also linked with a move for Higuain, but the Argentine striker appears set to remain in Serie A. To some Formula One news, Lewis Hamilton cruised to victory in the Hungarian Grand Prix, extending his lead to 24 points over rival Sebastian Vettel. Hamilton, who also won in Germany last week, was in trouble as he secured his fifth win of the season and 67th overall.
So what does the victory mean for Hamilton in the next 15 seconds left in the show? Why don't you let us know? Spin it forward for us.
Yeah, Hamilton has an advantage halfway into the season with 213 points. He now has a 24-point championship lead over his fiercest rival, Sebastian Vettel. And it should be considered that at this point in time last season, Vettel had a 14-point lead, but Lewis Hamilton later lost the championship after Ferrari's seasons unraveled in the Asian races.
So we look forward to following the culmination of the F1 season with you. That's great. And that wraps up the July 31st edition of The Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nashwan Kali. Thanks to Prince Nesta for joining us in studio, Sunny for filing from South Africa, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Dan Friedel in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's The Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorists like to travel. Terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda depend on travel, said Ambassador at Large and Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales to Transatlantic Alliance partners at a recent conference hosted by the German Marshall Fund. They have to travel to receive training. They have to travel to case their targets. They have to travel to carry out their attacks. Every time they board a plane or cross a border, we have an opportunity to detect and capture them. When ISIS attempted to create a physical caliphate, an unprecedented number of foreign terrorist fighters, roughly 40,000 people, flocked to the war zone in Syria and Iraq. And now that we've liberated some 98% of the territory ISIS once held, there's a risk that some of these battle-hardened veterans will return home or relocate to third countries. To identify terrorists or suspicious persons hiding among international travelers, the United States uses PNR, or passenger name records, to search out those who may pose a threat and should be prioritized for additional screening. PNR is information provided by passengers and collected by air carriers for enabling reservations and carrying out the check-in process. In December 2017, the UN Security Council unanimously adopted Resolution 2396, which, among other things, obliges all UN member states to develop the capability to collect, process, and analyze PNR to limit terrorist travel. The United States applauds the passage of Resolution 2396 and is prepared to help other countries implement their obligations to develop PNR systems. So we will continue to push for fast and full implementation of Resolution 2396 and to highlight the value of PNR. We will also share our PNR system with any country that wants it. And we will work with the International Civil Aviation Organization to establish appropriate standards and recommended practices for PNR. The United States and the nations of Europe are strategic partners on virtually every major issue of the day. Indeed, more than partners, allies, and friends. Nowhere is this transatlantic synergy more apparent than in our joint struggle against global terrorism, said Ambassador Sales. We share the same values, we share the same interests, and we share the same enemies. In short, we're in this together. There's a lot of work ahead of us in the fight against terrorism. Only by facing it together can we win.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, Managing Editor of VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information. This is